Up next on American Restoration.
This is really cool.
This is a vending machine for all the kind of things that a bowler would need.
Does it open?
There's no keys.
Oh, there's no keys.
No keys.
No friggin' way. What we got?
A sprayer.
Is it copper?
It's copper, solid copper.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's just pump and shoot.
Exact principle, yeah.
This is weird.
Tyler and Brettley haven't done a teardown in a while, so I'm keeping an eye on them.
Have you taken any pictures yet?
No.
That's why you guys don't tear apart.
Obviously, it's not my job.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
I love restoring stuff from back in the day. It always keeps us on our toes. Even though a lot of the items we do might appear similar, restorations almost always have a surprise in store. And it's always a learning experience for someone in my shop.
Hey, Rick, got someone here that's got something for you.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
Hi, Barbara, I'm Rick. Good to meet you. What you got? Let's see.
I'm at Rick's Restorations today to get my bowling aid vending machine restored. My husband and I recently purchased Master Industries, and we found the bowling machine in the warehouse when we were preparing to move. And my husband fell in love with it and wanted it restored, and I thought this would be a great thing to do for him.
This is really cool.
This is a vending machine that would dispense all the kind of things that a bowler would need. If you bowled a lot and got blisters on your thumb, there's stuff right here to put patch and put it over that so you can keep bowling.
And you bought this company that actually was that sold this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My husband and I manufacture bowling balls.
Oh, yeah.
And so we just thought, well, this would be a great addition to our family.
Yeah.
Bowling used to be a lawn game before it was perfected indoors in modern-day bowling alleys. The first indoor bowling alley was built in 1840. And my father actually worked in one, and he took me bowling all the time as a kid.
This thing here, I mean, as a kid, I remember at the bowling alley, they had a machine that was like this that dispensed stuff. I don't know if it was a cigarette machine they converted, but this thing, to me, it looks like a National. And they used to make candy machines and different kind of vending machines. What do you want to do?
I would really like to go for something early 60s colors, and I'm not real sure what that would be. Okay. I don't know. What do you think about a bowling pin and a little ball down there?
Yeah,
something
that
like
might
that,
look good.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always love coming up with custom designs for projects. And if we get to do this project, I have a feeling this machine's gonna make me feel like a kid again.
The key is how bad the inside is, because the insides is a lot of parts.
Right.
It's a lot of parts.
Right.
Does it open?
There's no keys.
Oh, there's no keys.
No keys.
Oh, well, then it doesn't open today, does it?
What are you estimating this is going to set me back?
As long as there's nothing wrong with the inside, I'm looking at $3,500.
All right. I think that sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go in the office, and I'll introduce you to Kelly, and she'll write you up.
After spending this much money, I am really hoping that Rick doesn't find any major problems inside. I don't want just another dust catcher sitting in the front of the office that I have to dust.
Rick.
Yeah, over here.
Hey, Rick. You got a customer.
Hey. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm Rick.
Hey, Rick. Greg.
Come on over here. Is it heavy?
No.
What we got?
A knapsack sprayer for pest control around circa 1900.
A knapsack sprayer?
Yep.
So it used to pump like pesticides?
Yes, exactly. In fact, it pumps like an old water pump. You have to pump it to spray.
Why do you have one of these?
I'm in the industry, so I collect vintage and antique pest control items.
Oh, that's cool. Is it copper?
It's copper, solid copper.
Wow.
This is the perfect knapsack sprayer.
I mean, to me, I think about pest control. I remember hearing DDT was like going away. They stopped it. The government says killing everybody.
When this sprayer was around, they were probably using stuff like arsenic and strychnine.
Yeah.
Really dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Pest control has been around for thousands of years. I mean, entire towns had infestations, and people had to figure out ways to kill these bugs. So it's cool to see an early 20th century tool used for pest control back in the day.
It don't feel bad, though. So this actually what you're doing is all the time.
Continuously,
because
yes.
It's not like a pressurized tank.
It's before the compressed air sprayers, yes.
Right. So it's just pump and shoot.
Exact principle, yeah.
So this is how you would open it, basically, right?
Well, yeah. You'd fill it from here.
Right. But the cleaning and all that would be take this off. So it's all there.
It's all complete.
Wow.
What are you thinking about doing with it?
Well, I'd like to look original.
Okay.
New graphics on there.
Yeah.
You know, Effie Meyer's perfect knapsack sprayer on there.
What do you want the outside? I'll make it straight as an arrow. Okay. But do you want it shiny?
I'm thinking kind of shiny, yeah. Kind of really pop.
Okay.
Real nice display.
Right.
So what is all this going to cost me?
I mean, all this really is a lot of handwork.
Right.
Handwork, cleaning, and then the art. But this jug being dented the way it is not as easy as it seems. But I'm looking probably about $1,500.
Wow.
For the whole thing. Make sure everything's done right.
I think we knew that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Super.
All right. Let's go in the office and finish up some paperwork. And this sounds like a cool little challenge to me.
Okay, good.
Come on in.
The price was a little high, but I've never seen one before. I do want it to work because I want to test it out to see what my brothers in the industry used before me. And after that, it'll just be on a shelf for a beautiful display piece.
You ready?
Yeah.
Rick has Cowboy and I drilling out the lock on this bowling vending machine. He doesn't know what the insides look like, so he wants me to grab him as soon as it's open.
Check it out. That's bad.
Candy.
It was a candy machine. You can see somebody put all that other painting on there and flipped it around to where it looks like a bowling thing, but it was a candy machine. No friggin' way. No way. As I'm looking inside the machine, I find something I rarely see in old items, the original instructions. I've never ever seen one of these, and you know how we have all those mechs, so this will help us.
Nice.
Okay, so that's very cool. Go ahead and get it all the way apart, and then the first thing to do is get this out to sandblast. The rest of the stuff will go into prep, okay? We're Cowboy, you can go ahead and start prepping out all the pieces. Good job, guys.
Damn it, Kyle. That's a lot of pieces I gotta polish.
This is weird.
We're so slammed at the shop, I'm relying on Tyler and Brettley to tear down the pest sprayer that we just got in. They haven't done a teardown in a while, so I'm keeping an eye on them.
It is extremely crucial we use the exact same nuts and bolts. He wants the same original hardware. Have you taken any pictures yet?
No.
You gotta take pictures as you go. It'll make it a lot easier for the guy putting back together. You'll save 30 minutes with one goddamn 3-second picture. You got it?
Yep.
One thing these guys have to learn is that I'm gonna be tougher on them than my other employees. I'm running a family business, and if they wanna take over one day, they gotta know they're cold. This is what we do. We restore stuff. It has to be done one way. That's why you guys don't tear apart.
Obviously, it's not my job.
No, but you need to know everybody else's job. There's a reason why we do this, just ain't because I want to. 30 years.
As foreman, I'm used to catching a lot of flack, but when my dad lays into me like that, there's nothing worse. And this pest sprayer, it's really starting to bug me.
For inspiration, I'm taking Tyler to a bowling alley I used to go to as a kid.
Is there any way that I might be able to see in the back? This place is awesome.
You guys want to see how one of them work?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's right through here.
I brought my husband with me. As far as he knows, this machine was scrapped.
One, two, three.
Whoa!
Oh, man. Wow. Man, you gotta be kidding me.
The guys are making progress on the Bowling 8 vending machine we got in. They've stripped it down to metal and started the bodywork to get it prepped for painting. We're trying to give this Bowling 8 vending machine a retro feel. So for inspiration, I'm taking Tyler to a bowling alley I used to go to as a kid. I remember this place having a cool 60s vibe, so I hope it hasn't changed much since I came here almost 40 years ago.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you? I'm Rick.
Tyler. You here to bowl?
Nice to meet you.
No, I used to live in Boulder here, and I used to bowl here when I was a kid.
All right.
And we're restoring an old machine that holds bowling accessories.
Okay.
And I just wanted to come up and look around and get some ideas.
Yeah.
You know, see what you got. So is that okay?
Yeah, feel free to walk around and check things out.
All right.
If you need anything, just yell.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I think it's sweet. This is like, I want to hang out here now. I mean, let alone in the 60s.
I know.
Man, I remember coming up here in the lanes.
I think
it looks like it's been a little redecorated, but I know the seats are definitely the same. I remember that.
That's
wood.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I like the ball. Looks like it's crashing into the pins.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool, like to have on the side.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you want to do like the bowl, like just like
yeah,
in
yeah.
that font.
You know, when I used to come up and I bowl and stuff, I always wanted to go like in the back. Go get him.
Okay.
And I want to ask him a question.
All right.
Thanks.
Ever since the automatic pin setters were invented, I've always wondered how they worked.
Is there any way that I might be able to see in the back?
Yeah.
On the back?
Yeah, not a problem. I can take you back there.
Awesome. What? Awesome. All right. Awesome.
I think anybody that has ever bowled is always intrigued on how the pins are set down on the wood. And to be able to go into the back and see these big machines I've never seen before is really cool.
This place is awesome. Look at these things, man.
Yeah, this is the business end of it. They came out somewhere in the 60s.
Right. This is what I was telling you about, Tyler. So back in the day, my dad, he was actually the kid back here in the back, you know, set pins.
Jeez.
He worked, that was his job, you know?
So every time, like, somebody bowled one roll and they knocked the pins down, somebody had to hand one, two, three, up. All yeah, the way to yeah, 10. Yeah.
And I can imagine pins were flying, right?
You're dodging.
They were wooden. You were dodging pins.
Dodging pins and bowling balls.
Yeah, I bet it was a pretty dangerous job, to be quite honest.
You guys want to see how one of them worked?
Yeah.
All right, we'll run it through a strike cycle here.
It looks like a pretty basic system, but very cool.
Very cool. Coming back here made me think that if we could set up like a bowling thing, like get all the guys from the shop and come bowling.
It'd be fun.
It'd be awesome.
I agree. And to come back here was a true treat. So thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Recently, a pest sprayer came in. This thing is over 100 years old and seen a lot of harsh chemicals, so it's in pretty bad shape.
We've just finished the cosmetic work, and the copper on this pest sprayer looks great. Dave, I really need your help, man.
What's up, Tyler?
The bad news is, when I tried to test the mechanics, it didn't hold pressure. And since my dad's been bugging me about this project, I really hope Dave can help me out.
I was working with Kyle on it, and we've been trying to fix the pump and all that stuff. And my dad, since day one, he's been on my ass about this, gotta do it right.
What's the problem?
I filled it up with water, and then it just kept leaking, but it has to hold pressure, you know what I mean? Because you gotta be able to pump it up to get it out of the nozzle.
Let me see this thing here. Are you still leaking here after all this weld?
Yeah.
Man, this is gonna be a problem. Big problem.
I'm worried about it's so thin, too. If it gets hot, it's gonna...
See, that's the problem, man. We put too much heat on it, or any heat at all, it's probably blowing it all away, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the first thing we should do, man, is get the flashlight, and let's see how bad the holes really are.
How are you gonna tell?
Just look inside of it. There you go. See some holes?
Yeah, three.
Little pin holes.
Dave's our best welder. I just really hope he can pull this off.
This thin stuff is definitely tricky to work with. Trying to weld together a thin piece of copper like this is damn near impossible. And it requires a very steady hand, or else you just end up burning more holes through the material. When I fix this hole, I make 10 more. Man, we could be here for days doing this. This sucks.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Rick.
Earlier, Tyler and I went to this old-school bowling alley to get some inspiration on a 60s vending machine we got in.
I want to do some art on it, and I want to give you some kind of ideas of what I was looking at.
Okay.
It had these stars, you know, and it had, like, little points. You know, it was very retro, very 60s retro star. Some of the art on the front of the building basically had, there was a block frame with a B in it, like that, and it was sort of crooked. The next one came over like this, and they were different colors.
All right.
So something like that, you know, would look sort of cool on it.
Great. We'll take it from there.
All right. Thanks,
Dave. You bet.
He tries, and he gets the idea across, but it's probably better that he leaves the artwork to me.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Greg's here for the pest sprayer.
Hey.
Hey, Rick.
Good to see you, Greg.
Good to see you. I'm here today to pick up my antique pest sprayer that Rick restored for me.
All right, it's right out here.
I have it envisioned in my head how I think it should look, so I'm really hoping today Rick nailed it for me.
Greg, you remember what this thing looked like, right?
I do remember what it looked like. It was rusty, dented, dull.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Yes. All right, so here we go.
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, That is great. When I first saw the sprayer, I couldn't believe how shiny it looked and the details, the lettering on it. For being over 100 years old, it looks amazing. The shine, the tank, I mean, it was so dull and lifeless. It looks like a new penny, copper penny, you know? Yeah. It just shines. The graphics, which were worn and you couldn't even read before.
Right.
I'm amazed how you guys did that.
Tyler had a big hand in this. I mean, he really, really was sort of taking over the job. It took a lot to polish that out like that.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Hours and hours.
Oh, I mean, it was treacherous because copper, it's so thin. I mean,
right.
And polishing it, the biggest problem that we ran into with this was the corrosion and getting those holes out and trying to fill them and keeping in the back of our head that this thing had to hold pressure, had to hold water.
Right, exactly.
So yes. It wasn't something that we could just make for looks, because as soon as you went to pump it, it'd just blow right out.
Right. He did a great job, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then Ted did all the lettering on here, and he did do it by hand. It's actually right. Paint on there.
Which
like,
I love.
Yeah. So it's all like it probably would have been back in the day.
It looks brand new, and it's over 100 years old, and it looks brand new. That's crazy. Right. But does it really work?
Well, I guess you're going to have to try it.
Okay, let's give it a try.
All right.
The best part for me was to put it on, wear it.
You look like
Ghostbusters?
One of those rocket guys.
Yeah, I feel like one of them rocket guys.
That's pretty cool looking on your back.
Right on.
So try it out.
Yeah, that's, look at it go.
Look at it.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, that's so cool.
You're killing all my ants.
Yeah, it really gets a lot of pressure going in there.
How much different is that compared to what you use now?
Well, it's a little more work than we have now. Now right. We have a compressed air sprayer, so you pump and then you can just spray. You know?
But now you're working, your left hand's always working.
That's it. They had to be in better shape back then.
Yeah.
This was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Sure.
This was great. After seeing the amount of work they put into it and to be able to use it, that was a great experience. I'll never forget that. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler.
Awesome.
I'm happy.
Anytime. Let's go in the office. We'll finish up some paperwork and we'll get you loaded.
Okay.
We use a lot of vinyl decals to make our finished projects pop. But putting them on precisely can be a real challenge. There's actually a trick to getting it right. Which of these could best be used to help you accurately place your decal on a finished surface? A, glass cleaner. B, soap and water. C, masking tape. D, a ruler. The answer and more coming up. Which of these could best be used to help you accurately place your decal on a finished surface? The correct answer is B, soap and water. In a spray bottle, you're gonna make a mild soap solution. Spray a small amount of your solution, now you can apply your decal. The soapy solution allows you to position your decal exactly where you need it. Squeegee out all the bubbles, let it dry, and your decal should be perfectly placed.
Rick.
Hey.
Bill and Barbara's here for you.
Oh, hey. How you been, Barbara? Good to see you.
I've been great. Good to see you again. This is my husband, Bill.
Bill,
hopefully going to be a great surprise for him.
Oh, so this is a surprise for you?
It's
you have no
surprise.
Idea?
I don't know what it is.
All right. Yay. I can't wait to show it to you. It's right through here.
I'm here today to pick up my bowling aid vending machine that I've had Rick restore. My husband knows that I've had something restored for him, but he doesn't know what. As far as he knows, this machine was scrapped when we moved the business.
Okay, so do you want to give him any kind of a hint or anything?
No.
No, you just wanted me to let it rip, right?
Hardcore. I'm mean that way.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
One, two, three.
Whoa. Oh, I know what it is.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
Man, you gotta be kidding me. How the hell? I thought it's junk. But I mean, that is cool. That is, man. Woo-hoo-hoo. I like it. Okay. When I first saw the bowling machine, I was really surprised. I was shocked, actually. It took me for a minute to register what it was, actually. It was really, really cool.
Look at the little bowling pins on there. That's awesome.
My son and I went up to Boulder City. I used to bowl up there as a kid. And there's an old bowling alley
there
with
is.
Eight lanes there,
right? There
and I went in to try to get some artistic thought. And I happened to notice their art, but I sort of mixed stuff together and came up with this. I wanted it to... You know, I wanted to give it a little little bit of a flair of the 60s, you know, maybe 50s. And then all the handles were just, the chrome was wasted. Yeah. So these are really hard to come off, but we took each one of the handles off, put them back on there, so now we've got all nice knobs and everything. And then we put your product in here, so it's all nice, old product still inside there. Gives it the same look of the, you know, of the 60s machine it was. When you brought it to me, it didn't have a key, right? And it was locked.
Yes.
So you ready to see how it turned out on the inside? Yeah.
Yes, I am. Oh, my God. Was all that there, or did we?
I don't think so. No, it had a few shelves missing. Yeah. They were broke, and we basically had to take the mechanism totally apart. This is the coolest thing. Check that out.
It used to be a candy machine.
They took and they flipped the candy sign over, put all the bowling art on the front of it.
Yes. That is cool.
Well, Rick, it certainly looks good, but let's see if it works.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. I'll put the money in, you pull it, all right?
Okay. All righty.
There you go. You got it. That's the blister cream? Is that what that is?
That's not slip, so you put it on your thumb so you can throw the bowling ball.
So the ball don't fall off your hand.
So the ball don't fall off back here.
Oh, it's a little grip because it's sliding off too fast.
There's nothing that's not perfect on that machine, and I am just so grateful that I was able to do this for my husband. After as many years as we've been together, it's just sweet to be able to surprise him a little bit.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick.
You guys enjoy it.
I don't get surprised.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Enjoy each other. You guys are awesome. Let's go inside. We'll finish up the paperwork
and get this thing loaded.
Good.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's been a busy week at the shop, but all's well that ends well. And now it's time for some much-needed family fun.
Nobody in my entire family can keep up with me in any kind of sport. Bowling is no exception. When you get this far ahead, you can bowl like this.
Talk about a 7-10 split.